Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Keith Pettigo, Director, Loan Guarantee Service, the Department of Veterans Affairs. And joining us in our conversation is Maria Barrientos. Well, Keith, in our first segment, you talked about the processing centers that the loan guarantee uses. And I'm curious, there used to be many more, and there's been a consolidation. Could you tell us about the challenge of going through and consolidating and how that was thought about?
Yes, I'd be happy to. We operated up until 1998 with 45 regional offices. At that time, we decided that we needed to sit down and take a look at our operational structure because we thought that there were some efficiencies that we could realize if we consolidated operations. So we put a team together and we asked them to reconfigure our operational elements in our field offices. And the plan that they came up with was one that would result in us moving to 9 regional loan centers. And the process we followed in executing that plan was first to make sure that we had the support of the top leadership in our agency. I think in any change initiative, it's absolutely imperative that you don't start until you know that you have support from the top down. We actually decided that we would sell this initiative using a business case approach, knowing that change for change's sake would probably not sell well. So we put together a good business case and a very comprehensive plan on how this change initiative would work. We then made sure that we touched the right bases. We first talked with our employees because they were going to be significantly impacted because we were going from 45 offices to 9. Once we were sure that they understood where we were going, we needed to make sure that the veteran service organizations were aware of what we were doing. Organizations like the American Legion, the Disabled American Veterans, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and many others who support veterans' interests. We talked with them. We explained the plan. We assured them that this was not going to result in a diminution in service to veterans, but instead in an increase in service. And we got their buy-in. Another one of the important stakeholders that we had to touch base with were the members of Congress. And so we went up to the Hill and we briefed the various veterans committees on what our plan was, and we got their buy-in. And then there was the industry that we deal with, the mortgage bankers, the realtors, the home builders. These are all entities that we deal with on a daily basis in the loan program. And their interest was in making sure that this new configuration was going to be something that they could work with. So we touched those bases. And at that point, we were ready to begin executing the plan. And what we found was that because we touched those particular bases as we went forward, we encountered a very limited amount of resistance as we were executing this major consolidation initiative. One final thing that we decided to do that turned out to be quite fortunate was that we chose to phase this in over a 4-year period. Instead of making the shift at one time, we moved operations over a period of time, and that turned out to be less disruptive and more acceptable to all the stakeholders.
Now, you talked about earlier about the Loan Administration Redesign Initiative and taking that together with the consolidation of the regional offices in 98. Can you tell us a little bit about the lessons learned from that experience? I mean, you mentioned some of them, but I was just wondering some others, and your experience in, you know, dealing with significant change in government, because those are two major initiatives.
I would say some of the lessons learned actually were learned right up front and were based on some of the things that I just talked about. For example, getting top-down support before you start a major initiative. I was involved in some major change initiatives prior to the one that we started in 1998, where we failed to get the support of the top leadership of our agency. And as a result, when the going got tough, when we started getting resistance from the various stakeholders, we found that it was much more difficult to get the support of our political leadership. But by getting that support initially for this change initiative, we found that when the resistance came, they were willing to jump in and support us and help us get through those particular problems. developing that business case. That's extremely important. Many think that you can change just for the sake of change. If you do that with a major change, you're probably not going to be successful. If you develop a business case for making that change, however, generally you're going to experience a lot more success. The plan that you develop to implement that business case must be comprehensive. It must be a sound plan, it has to be logical, and it has to be supportable. And the budget. Obviously, you can't embark upon a major change initiative unless you have the money right up front to accomplish it. So getting the budget money lined up is extremely important. And communication. I can't stress enough how important it is to communicate your plan to all of those who are going to be impacted, particularly your outside stakeholders. We communicated early, we communicated often in this initiative. And I think as a result, we were able to get through it reasonably problem-free. And finally, I think the biggest lesson we learned was you have to maintain a modicum of flexibility. When you start out with a comprehensive plan, there's a tendency to think that when you finish, the product is going to look exactly like the original plan. That's not going to be the case. And you need to be willing to budge, to deviate from your plan to some extent. You don't want to prostitute the essence of your plan, but you need to have some level of flexibility if you're going to be successful.
The loan administration redesign effort that you're undergoing right now is, like I said before, it's a major initiative that's going to affect not just the industry, but the staff around the country. You talked about the lessons learned from the consolidation to the nine regional offices. And I was wondering, how do you feel that adopting some of these lessons learned into the loan administration redesign will help the process, and how the redesign will affect your employees, your internal, external stakeholders, and VA in general in the long run?
I think in the long run, the impact on employees is going to be very positive. We know that it's going to be positive on veterans and on the mortgage industry. Presently, we're probably 80% completed with the loan administration redesign project. And I think there's some consternation in our field offices about whether or not we're going to be able to complete this and have some semblance of the plan that we started out with. So right now we're in the process of trying to assure them that we're going to finish at the end of this year, and that what they're going to get is pretty similar to what we started with in our plan. As far as the impact on veterans, we are absolutely certain that this will be a huge improvement. Even though what we've done over the years has been positive, we've managed to help a lot of veterans avoid foreclosure, we're projecting that we will be able to assist significantly more veterans in avoiding foreclosure once this initiative is put in place. And we've had very strong support from the industry on this. One of the things that we have found out is that the industry wants government programs to operate as much like the rest of the industry as possible. In the mortgage industry, the ideal situation is for a mortgage to be viewed as a commodity, where every mortgage is the same. Whenever a lending institution has to make a deviation in order to accommodate a government program, it costs them money. So because they know that in the end of this loan administration redesign project, VA servicing and the system that we use will be almost identical to what they use in the industry, they're willing to support us very strongly in this initiative.
It's an interesting point about the similarity between the instruments. What does the future hold for loan guarantee programs at VA? We'll ask Keith Pettigo, the Department of Veterans Affairs, to tell us about this when our conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.